I'm gonna love you.
Listen to these words. Listen, listen.
Yes, I'm gonna love you.
You are. You're gonna love the Lord, really?
How I'm gonna love you, Lord.
Yeah.
With all that's in my heart.
With all that's in your heart. Every ounce of strength and everything. Say that again, Keith. Come on.
Lord, I'm gonna trust you.
Oh, now you're gonna trust God. You're gonna trust Him. You're gonna depend upon Him. Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna trust you.
Love and trust. I like those words. Listen to this.
Oh, I'm gonna trust you.
Trust you.
Lord,
yeah, what? Listen.
With all that's in my soul.
All in my soul. Yeah.
Lord, I'm gonna thank you.
Well, I'm gonna thank you, Lord. We like to do that, don't we?
Yes, I'm gonna thank you.
Well, I'm gonna thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna thank you, Lord, with every thought of mine.
Yeah, right. So let's stop with the nonsense, because you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't give a proper introduction, did I? This is Thursday, October the 10th, 2013, in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, in the Lucy Coleman studio. I'm PJ, your internet pastor. Thank you for coming to the website. It's been a very busy day in the office. If you've been coming to my website today, you've seen all of the changes that I've made. Oh, look how streamlined everything is, right? Just right to the point, PJ. What happened to all the sermons that you had up there? Well, you got to go to the YouTube clips to find them. I even took down the sermons upon the role of women in the church that another brother put up. And so that's on the World Wide Web out there somewhere. You'd have to look for it on YouTube. I'm readdressing my site. I've been working on it all morning. And after 366,404 hits on my website, and I thank God for that, because God gave me the ability every day that these sound clips are up and every day that I'm constantly working to put up more stuff. Just let me give you a little fill-in. The message of the weekend will be listen to T.D. Jakes and now listen to my reaction. I think that's a good reaction of a true biblical apologist to a heretic. Thank you for coming to the site. What has love to do with it? You know, I started off with Keith Green singing, Lord, I want to love you. Lord, I want to praise you. Lord, I want to, and all that. And don't we just say that all the time about God? But then when you really look at the way a person is living, doesn't look that way. Now, we'll get back to that frame of reference. I would like to read something from you from Mario. I got this letter. He says, I want to let you know at this time that I write you. Oh no, that's the wrong letter. Wait a minute, wrong letter. Here's the right letter. I thought I had Canto's letter available. I thought that I printed it. I was going to read it to you. Mario Canto is doing fine. He's in Australia. Guess what he said? He said that he thinks that he's going to come back to his home country. Mario wants to come home. Can you believe that? He told me in this long extended letter that he has discovered that, well, basically the people are the same all over the world. People are the same all over the world. And he said, this is what he said. I couldn't believe that he said it. This is for you doubters that think that America is lousy, that America is. Oh, wait a minute. I got to pause this webcast and I got to get the letter and read it to you. Then you'll understand. All right. I got the letter up on this other computer screen. Mario writes me and he says, I am in Queensland, Townsville, now. Queensland Townsville now. I guess you can type that into a Google search and figure out where that is, but that's in Australia. And he says that he's been working there as a waiter. And then he says every now and then, he says they give him a gig for his music. In other words, he's working there as a waiter in this restaurant. And Mario, I remember when he bought this guitar, and he's become very proficient in it. And so he plays for money. And my goodness, he says that he's finished with Australia anyhow. He says he leaves on October the 26th. And let me see, what's the name of this city? Let's see if I can see it. Tasmania. I don't have the slightest idea where Tasmania is. And then he's going to, on November the 4th, he's going to be going on to Auckland, New Zealand. All right. And he's just keeping his eyes open, he says, and absorbing as much as possible. He says that he is currently working on his third book. He sent me a poem, and it's a book of poetry. He sent me a poem, one of the poems, and it's called Blackness. Because I guess as Mario is going all over the world as a young African-American, Mario's about 20, 26 now. Yeah, as a young African-American, traveling on his own, working and going all over the world, what a wonderful life. Not to be married and have kids and all that. Oh, wait, I'm getting a call here, so I got to take this call, so I'll put you on hold. Well, now I'm back. You wouldn't believe that phone call. I'll share it with you. It was Devante, the young man that stays with me. He works down in Hollywood. And he was there at his place of business, and there was a big ruckus out there, hundreds of people down there, because where he works, they have the stars from, you know, the Hollywood stars, and somebody was getting a star. And all of a sudden, he saw P. Diddy, he saw Usher, Lamar Odom's ex, you know, one of them Kardashian girls, and all these famous people. So he was taking pictures of it, and he thought that he'd call and tell me what he just saw. So I said, well, you've seen people of the world. And he said, yes, yes. And he, guess what he said, folks? He said, John, they look just like you and I. I said, well, of course they are. That's all they are. See what I mean? Young people sometimes have this iconic icon in their heads of people. I said, yes, they. He says, but they look just like us, and they're rich. I says, what do you think? What? Yeah. But anyhow, that's what that call was about. What's love got to do with it? Yeah, that's what, hang in there with me. I'm going to get to it. Let's get back to Mario, all right? Now, look what he says. He's going to be in Tasmania, wherever that is. These young men, I love the charge that God has placed on my plate. I really do. If you have never listened to the excitement in a young black man's voice when he experiences something for the first time, I mean, look at this young man. He calls me. I don't know whom else he called, but he calls me. And granted, because I'm a very important person in his life, just like I was a very important person in Mario's life. I see, I'm a Christian all these years, and I'm in the church, and I have my family. There were times when my daughters would call me like that. My wife would call and get. Now, I'm living alone. And I'm making a little money to help somebody else out in life because I'm helping Devante. I bought him an educational tool that he needs for his college because he has to work on that. I don't want him in my office working on computers here. So I got him something. Hey, write your papers on that. Do that. Get your work done. Make your life go. You know, even up until the point when God shuts everything down. What's love got to do with it? That's why I did it for Devante. That's why I did it for Mario. That's why I do these webcasts. I'm trying to give you the result of doing the right thing. Now, let me make, you know, how do you do it? I want to make the, oh, here it is right here. I have to make the words larger and so that I could read it without breaking my neck. So let me zoom in. Ah, this is much better. I could read it without breaking my neck. Now, let me go to the, he says that he, Mario says that I'm just keeping my eyes open and absorbing as much as possible. I am currently working on my third book, poetry this time. Check out this piece. And he sent me a piece along with some pictures of him with some of the New Guineans. He must have went to a New Guinean a tribal thing where they were dancing in their New Guinean garb and stuff like that. And so he sent me that. And, oh, my goodness, Mario is looking good. He's eating again. And then he says to me, I admire the fact that you are still helping folks, Oldie. He says, my goodness. Now, listen what Mario Canto says. Never turn your back on the black. That's what he says. See? And then he says, read the poem. And he sent me a poem called Blackness. I would read it to you guys, but it hasn't been copyrighted yet. It's a masterful piece, but it's in the nature of Mario Canto. It's bold. It is bold. And if you'd like to know what Mario Canto's books look like, you go to Amazon.com, type in Mario Canto, and I think it's Dancing in Delusion or Dancing with Delusion. But that's the name of his first poem book. And then he wrote his autobiography. He published it. I don't know whether that's on Amazon or not. But he's writing his third book now as he travels the world. This is wonderful. This was a young African-American black male. I cannot give God enough props for what he's done through me having the love. What has love got to do with it? You love somebody and take them in your home. You love somebody and feed them. You love somebody and buy them an iPad. Buy them. Just do it. You pay for it. I'm going to leave here and die. And look, I'm going to leave this planet owing somebody in this country. That's what makes America great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend the money. And me and the boy is going to pay it off. And if the boy run out on me and leave me to pay it off, God's going to pay it off because he knew that I did the right thing. Why? Because my heart was right. And I'm talking about people that are not my bloodline people. I love it. I love it. I love it. When are you guys going to start doing that? Stop me. You know what? You know what Devontae told me? He told me just what Mario told me when he called today. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm in the office. I've been working on the website all morning and doing things like that. I said, I haven't even touched my schoolwork yet. I got tons of that to do. And he said, man, knowing you, you can do that in 5 to 6 hours. And then he said, enjoy yourself, old man. Enjoy your life. You know what Devontae told me? He said, you were once on the bus going to work. You were doing all this. You were busting your back doing this. He says, now God's been good to you. Take a break, man. And you know why? And I don't want to break down because he asked me, he said, I need this thing so I can do my papers and stuff. I don't want to have to wait for you to get home to get in my office. I said, oh, go ahead. There it is. It's yours. Ah, Mario says it. He admires me. He says, I am at the point in my life where I am not afraid to go back to a failing country like home. So see, Mario knows that America is failing. I told him before he left to get out while it's safe because you can get out and make another life for yourself elsewhere. But that boy got a good heart. He said he coming back. He coming back. Listen to this, people. Because I'm telling you, all those webcasts that young man heard me do and everything about how God has blessed America and how wonderful it is, shucks, man. It's beautiful. Wait a minute. Listen to this. Oh, let me see. And then he says, I promised a few people in Papua New Guinea that I would make a website for them to promote their services. I have a good feeling about this project, but I will begin when I am in New Zealand. I will see if I can make a Skype call one of these days. He says that his PC mic is broken. You know how these youngsters are. Morio packing that stuff up in his backpack and going from country to country. It's a wonder he's not broke up. He says he'll find his way after New Zealand. Then he says, if I manage to make and save enough money, I would like to either go to Africa or South America or just go back home and not feel sorry for myself, no matter what the situation may be. See, because that's what his problem was. He was feeling sorry for himself because he saw people that had money and things like that, and he looked at the working blight of the poor young black man that he had to work, and he would argue with me. I love that boy. He would argue with me, and he would say, why do we have to get up and go to work? And Devontae even said to me, you mean to tell me I got to get up every day of my life and go to work like this and get on a bus and sit there with those people? And yes, I said, that's living in Los Angeles, son. That's, yes. So Morio's maturity no longer feels sorry for himself. Yeah. Whatever the situation is. Then he says, places are starting to all look the same and to feel the same. See, he's learning, because I told him, if you need to go and to figure out how it is, because he was saying, I hate Los Angeles. I can't even walk down the street without the fear of being shot by another black man. And da-da-da-da-da, he says that's twisted. And I told him, everywhere you go in this world, people without God are twisted, man. Everywhere you go, when you see a human being, Devontae, call me. I just saw Usher. I just saw these people. And Devontae said, they all look like regular people. See, because it's the iconic thing that they place in these people's heads. And, oh, they're getting a star in Hollywood, a star. That just means that they got money. Now here, one of my sons, man, every boy that I brought in my house is doing good. Devontae's on the road. T's on the road. T's doing what he got to do. T is doing it. Staying out of trouble, keeping his nose clean, doing it. Morio, he's a world traveler. You know, my daughters tell me, Daddy, we're not going to give you no high church Christian funeral. I said, no, don't do that. Don't worry. There's going to be enough people coming to my home going, telling everybody who John Coleman is. Straight people, gay people, rich people, poor people, black people, white people, mainly guys. Yeah. Saying John Coleman was a darn good man because he was real with this stuff. And I thank God for that, because God is the one that makes you real. Now, I want you to listen. I want you to listen, because every young man that I've mentored or that I've tutored, I'd expect the same thing out of them. That's what love has to do with it. I expect the same thing out of every young black man, especially. And now my Bible study group are Hispanics, along with Mark Ramsey. And I had a great Bible study group on Wednesday night. Great Bible study group. I went back and got one of my overhead projectories and did an overhead Bible study. One before I had all these computers and all this stuff. And it was a great time in the classroom last night. If you live in Los Angeles, you're sure welcome to come by my home Bible study. I live in a very small home. It's very informal. What they do is they bring a few chicken sandwiches from McDonald's, and we snack a little bit before we get into the Word. And then we just have a quick word of prayer, get into the Word. And half of my conversations about my boys that I raise and my girls that are doing well. Leslie's Leslie with her two wonderful children, and Delia back in Chicago. Oh, my God. God is wonderful, man. Just bless my heart immensely. I don't mind spending the whole day in the studio working on this website and doing these things. Wait a minute. Let me finish this letter by Morial. Then I want to get into the meat of the issue of why I'm having this discussion with you today. I haven't lost my mind. Now, look what he says. He says, I am getting kind of tired of traveling. Papua New Guinea left me with good memories of things that were different. Then he says, Australia is just an old repetition, he says, an old repetition of what I already know. See, when you go to Australia, it's like you're being in, you know, a Western English type thing. So it's what he already knew. He's been to Barcelona, so he's been to Europe. He knows that. He says, it's a place to make money. That's what he says Australia is. It's a place to make money. I am not impressed, to be honest, because, see, Morio is, there's a term for him, and I knew it when I first met him, when I taught him in West LA College, and we spoke. He's an idealist. The boy is brilliant, too. He's brilliant. You got to read his first book. I know many of you that know me and know Mario don't think that he's brilliant. That's because you're jealous, and you need to drop that. See, because when I took Mario into my home, most people said, why would you bring that nomad, that nothing, into your home? They always tell me, you always bring these nothing people into your homes. I would hope that if you have children, your sons and daughters would be as adventurous as Morial Canto is. Thank God for his life. I thank God that God brought him into my life. I've always wanted sons. I had two beautiful daughters. Don't get it twisted. Love my baby girls. Ooh, all my babies. Spitting image of Lucy and me. I am elated that God would bless me with two beautiful female daughters, flesh of my flesh, from my woman of my life. And now for God to give me, now at this point, three sons from a woman that I never knew, that I love like my own flesh. Oh, shucks, I'm besides myself. See, that's what God can do for you if you allow him to work in your life. That's what he can do. Now I'm going to finish this letter. I'm not impressed, to be honest. And then he says, write me when you could. I love you, old school. Tell everybody that I said hi and I'm doing just fine. And then he says, I stuck in some pictures from Papua New Guinea. And he calls himself the young punk. Because that's what I used to call him when he was around here. I said, you just a young punk that don't know nothing. Gave him the challenge to make something of his life. See, my Christianity isn't just preaching that you should know Jesus as Lord and Savior and that you should wear a two-piece suit and a tie and go to devotion in Sunday school and say amen when I preach. That's a fallacy. That's a farce. That's a misnomer. That's not knowing God. That's knowing legend. And religion never saved anybody. You better get me on that. Religion never saved anybody. Thank you, Morio Canto. That son of mine. Man, he makes me so proud. And I love bragging on him. I do. I love bragging on him because, well, let me, since we're talking about what's love got to do with it. Listen to this. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Therefore, God gives salvation to faith because it resides next door to the affections. Now, let me explain what this writer means by that. In my heart, I know that when I begin a project for God, and since I'm doing it with the fullest and the rightest intentions, with whomever I'm with, okay, at the moment that I'm with them, Canto, Australia. I'll use him as an illustration, right? I met him in, I believe that was 2007. Yes, 2007. I was teaching a summer school class at West LA College, and he took the class, and he kept falling asleep in the class, and I kept going up to him, waking him up. You know the story if you've been coming to my website more than a week. I've said it many other times. He had to get out of where he was living, and he had to come and live with me. Now I got another call coming in. Can you guys hold? I'll be right back. Now, there's another call from a man. And the first thing he said to me, "Are you at home?" I said, "Yes." He says, "I'm coming by," and hung up. See, that's called a track record. I have a track record with men. Did you know that when I pastored a church, there were always more men in my church that I don't mean mine like I owned it. Don't get it twisted. When I pastored a church, there were always more men in the church than women because I drew men. I was always saying something that a man wanted to hear. Now, what kind of a man do you think I was? Do you think that I listened to a man that gave me bad advice to mess up my life? Do you think that these men would be acquiescing to me in any kind of a way if I were giving bad vibes to women, to other people? What about the people that love me the most? What about the people that love me the most? Do I listen to them? Yeah, I listen to these young men that I deal with because I know that they love me. And the young men that I dealt with knew that I love them. Now, I expect all of the young men that I rear or bring up or edify to be the same kind of loving creatures to everyone that they're around, especially to the people that love them. Now, some men, of course, I have told, "I don't want you in my life anymore. Don't come around me. Don't be around me." Because if you do what I told you never to do, and you do that, and then you claim to be a Christian, but yet and still you think that you can do things like that, you know, without any concourse, without any retribution, well, then I don't want you around me, because you see, you're going to bring me down eventually when you fall down. Let's say that if I was in the drug trade and I'm dealing in some drugs and I'm dealing with people in the drug trade and I have those people around me and cops be swarming around and pulling me over and all that, what the hell are you doing listening to me? That's another man that called me. Men always call me. That backs up my thing. Now listen, with the heart, a man believes unto righteousness. Therefore, God gives salvation to faith. See, if you have that faith to believe in your heart, God says that's good because it resides next door to the affections and is near or akin to love. Faith is like a person loving. You see, because that's what loving is. Faith is like a person loving. And love is the parent and the nurse of every holy feeling that you have in every act. So when you love a person, you're like a nurse to that person. You comfort them. You keep them warm. I want to give an admonition out there to every one of you that listen to me. And especially to the men that listen to me. I want to give a shout out because I have been negligent in doing this. Thank you, David and Joanna, who reside in Vacaville, California. Thank you, David and Joanna. I am going to lunch today. And I appreciate you. I really do. That was the envelope. I really appreciate you. I'm not going to be ashamed to mention your name because I love you. And these people listen to me every month. And that's the encouragement. You see, that's that love back at me. That's that love back at me that keeps me going. I can't do this if I don't think that somebody loves me. I want to thank you, back East Long Island, New York. I thank God for you. I got your email. I was in school one day working hard, and man, you know what I did? It's supposed to be the midterm, and I took 10 copies to get them done in the humanities office, and I left the other 50 copies at home on my desk. I'm looking at them right now, and I said, my goodness, I'm ready to give the exam, and I told the students, I can't give it. Only 10 of you can take the exam. They all started laughing, and I just wanted to kick myself. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfection. I will never be perfect. Only one is perfect, and that is God. But I tell you one thing that God has done. God has given us the perfection of love. And love is the parent and the nurse of every good feeling and every good act. Love to God is obedience. Now listen, do you love God? Because see, I started off playing that Keith Green song, Lord, I want to love you. Boom, boom, boom. Do you really? If you really want to love the Lord, you want to be faithful and obedient to the people around you that you should be loving. How would it be if I said that I love Lucy? You know, my wife used to, man, when I had the Boys to Men class out in my garage, my wife used to get up early in the morning. I'm out there teaching the young men in my class in their young 20s. And Lucy would knock on the door, and I asked one of the boys, because I saw her coming down the steps. She had the stroke. She kept having strokes, and she was limping. And I told, I forget that boy's name. He's a grown man now. I told him, go help my wife. She's bringing food out. She'll bring out a tray of biscuits, scrambled eggs, pots of coffee, jelly, syrup, honey, bacon. And one of the young men said, why did your wife do that? I said, well, I guess she has the gift of hospitality and she's being hospitable. But she didn't have to do that. I said, yes, she did. Love. Love flows from this house on Harcourt. Love flows from it. I want the same thing to happen in you people. What's love got to do with it? Every dang thing you can think about. Devontae told me, he said, I love you, old man. Because you're giving me a chance or nobody else. His mother came by and said, thank you for helping my son. He doesn't know who his daddy is. But that's not extraordinary. His men father boys and just run off and leave him. I don't know what's the matter with asinine individuals like that that would father a black male and abandon him. Phew! That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. But you know, I have to calm down now because I'm edging up on 70, and my doctor keeps telling me to come in for an appointment. People, I haven't seen my doctor since I got on Medicare, whatever this mess is they put me on. And my doctor sent me a letter, and he said, Mr. Goldberg, we haven't seen you in well over a year. You were supposed to take a treadmill test. I'm not going getting on any treadmill test and listen to them tell me, well, we got to put you on this medicine and that medicine. If I drop dead one day, so let it be said, let it be done. I got to show somebody how to do the code to get on my website to let everybody know that I'm dead. Because... And I hope that my web server got the check because they keep telling me. See, everybody wants me to pay my bills through the internet. No, I still write checks. I'm old school. I'm old fashioned. I don't be trusting these computers. You be paying your stuff through the bank note. Next thing you know, somebody steal your bank account. You ain't got nothing left. Love to God is obedience, friends. Love to God is holiness. To love God and to love man, you know what that looks like? It means to be conformed to the image of Christ. And this is what salvation is. Salvation isn't you doing things to go to heaven to get some brownie points and things like that. It's love. And if you have this faith enough to love like that, that's going to create some peace and joy in your life. And when a man has that, he has rest. He's tranquil. Are you peaceful? Are you tranquil? Or are you in conflict with other people right now? I want those of you that are listening to me right now. Is there conflict in your life with anyone in your life? Especially in the life of someone that you say that you love or that you know loves you. What's love got to do with it? Every cotton-picking thing in the world. And let me talk to some of you people out there that are loving somebody that will not love you back right. You need to stop complaining and love them consistently. Ask Mario Canto when he comes back to America. I'm going to have him do a webcast with me. And I'm going to say, did you appreciate everything that I ever told you, Mario? He said, no, and many a day I grabbed you, pushed you, and cussed you out. Yes, he did. Oh, you hear that beeping in the background? My dryer just said all of my clothes are dry. Wonderful. See, I wash the clothes around the house. That boy gets up and goes to work. I don't say, all right, now you get home, wash your own clothes. No, I'm around the house. I'm the old guy. Oh, here comes this other guy. And he wanted to come into the driveway, but he sees the trash cans blocking the driveway. And I'm doing a webcast. So right now, what I'm going to do is I'll pause this and I'll come back to you at a later time. All right, look, ladies and gentlemen, he won't come in the studio. And so I'm going to have to cut this webcast short. But let me say this. Let me say this, and then you will know what I'm trying to say. If you have the faith enough to love the person that you say that you love, then you are to listen to that person and to ascribe to what that person is saying, because the person has proven their love to you. And in that particular proof text has given no choice but for you to respond in like manner. If not, now watch this, then your faith is not going to furnish you with the armor for you to do the rest of your life. In the education of your life, which is to come, it enables a man as well as a woman both to live and to die without fear. You're going to die in fear. See, I have to treat every recipient of personality and action and everything in the way that God expects that person to be treated. Certainly, faith does for us what nothing else can do. I have faith in God. Faith in God promotes love. I have love for my fellow man, love for God, love for everything that he's done to me. An old preacher said that a silly servant who is bidden to open the door sets his shoulder to it and pushes with all of his might. But the door stirs not, and he cannot enter. Then he says, use what strength he may. Another comes with a key and easily unlocks the door and enters right readily. Those who would really be qualified as people that are saved by works are pushing at heaven's gate without a result. But the faith and the love and the knowledge of God is that key which opens the gate at once. Are you willing to allow God to give you the key and then answer the question, what's love got to do with it? Absolutely every single thing. Now, I got a young man here to see me, and I'm going to take my time and spend it with him. God bless you. You know the drill. Stay into the Word.